and welcome to another episode of Mormon Channel Daily. I am your host, Lisa Hollinger. Thank you for joining us today. So glad that you could be with us. So I have a sign hanging in my house that says, "Because nice matters." And I really like that sign. And sometimes you just wish everyone could play nice, whether it's driving in the car on the freeway or maybe the checker at the grocery store on your way home from work when you've had a really bad day and maybe they're not very nice. But I have a friend who also says, "Don't you just like nice people?" And so I was kind of thinking about that and how we can maybe be a little bit nicer to those we come in contact with on a daily basis. And I found this quote from a book that I read years ago called "All You Really Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten," and it's by Robert Fulghum. And it's a great quote, and he basically says that all we really need to know in life, we really did learn in kindergarten. He says, quote, "Share everything, play fair, don't hit people, put things back where you found them, clean up your own mess, don't take things that aren't yours, say you're sorry when you hurt somebody, warm cookies and cold milk are good for you, take a nap every afternoon, when you go out into the world, watch for traffic, hold hands, and stick together," end of quote. And I loved that quote, maybe especially the part about the warm cookies and cold milk are good for you. I'm just going to go off on a little tangent, but I remember when I was working in Washington, D.C., I lived in an apartment, and they would have hot, fresh cookies once a week for all of the tenants. And it was surprising how happy that made me as a single girl living far from home that I could have hot, fresh cookies and I didn't have to make them. Now, getting back to the more important part of that quote, I thought it was striking how in the workplace or with our families or the callings that we have, that if we follow some simple instructions, that life really could be better. Share everything, play fair, clean up your own mess. And if we could all do that a little better, it just might make us better people and more like the people God intended us to become. And we don't need to be perfect tomorrow. We can take small steps each day to progress to become the people that we want to be. Another quote that I wanted to share is from President Hinckley. And he said it well when he said, quote, "Now, brethren and sisters, let us return to our homes with resolution in our hearts to do a little better than we have done in the past. We can all be a little kinder, a little more generous, a little more thoughtful of one another. We can all be a little more tolerant and friendly to those not of our faith, going out of our way to show our respect for them. We cannot afford to be arrogant or self-righteous. It is our obligation to reach out in helpfulness, not only to our own, but to all others as well. Their interest in and respect for this church will increase as we do so." End of quote. And that's from the April 1999 General Conference. I've always liked the way that he phrased that because it makes it feel like it's something that's doable. I don't have to be perfect tomorrow, but I can take some small steps today, be a little kinder today, a little kinder tomorrow. And just the fact that we don't have to be perfect all in one day is just a really comforting thought, but that we really can be maybe just a little bit better each and every day. I was reading an article online the other day about two brothers who are the Sports Illustrated Kids of the Year for 2012. It was by Gary Gramling. He was talking about these two boys, Connor, who's 9, and Caden, who's 7, that are brothers, and they run triathlons together. The younger one, Caden, has hypertonic cerebral palsy, and he's unable to walk or talk on his own, the article says. So how they compete in these triathlons is that the older brother, Connor, swims while pulling Caden in a raft, and then he bikes with his little brother towed behind him in a trailer. And then when they run, Connor pushes that trailer with Caden in it. I thought that that was so sweet how, you know, you think of this one brother who is unable to walk or run, but wanting to be a little boy in his heart, I'm guessing, and have those same experiences. And then this older brother who is able to do that, and not only able to do it for himself, but also to do it for someone else, as he is exerting incredible physical strength to be able to pull his brother or swim with his brother behind him. And I thought, gosh, that's what it's really all about. It's about helping each other out. And whether it's our brother or sister or member of our family or someone else that we come in contact with, it just makes life a little sweeter when we see or hear stories like that. The article continues to say that these two kids have competed in 14 races as of November 2012. I thought that was a really heartwarming story and a great example of showing kindness to those around us. Another one of my favorite stories about kindness is from President Hinckley, and he told this in General Conference, April 1993, and it's called Lessons I Learned as a Boy. And I'm going to play that for you in his words now.
An older boy and his young companion were walking along a road which led through a field. They saw an old coat and a badly worn pair of men's shoes by the roadside. And in the distance, they saw the owner working in the field. The younger boy suggested that they hide the shoes, conceal themselves, and watch the perplexity on the owner's face when he returned. The older boy thought that would not be so good. He said this owner must be a very poor man from the looks of his clothes. So after talking the matter over at his suggestion, they concluded to try another experiment. Instead of hiding the shoes, they would put a silver dollar in each one and see what the owner did when he discovered the money. So that's what they did. Pretty soon the man returned from the field, put on his coat, slipped one foot into his shoe, felt something hard, took it out, and found a silver dollar. Wonder and surprise shone upon his face. He looked at the dollar again and again, turned around and could see nobody, then proceeded to put on the other shoe, when to his great surprise he found another dollar. His feelings overcame him. He knelt down and offered aloud a prayer of thanksgiving in which he spoke of his wife being sick and helpless and his children without bread. He fervently thanked the Lord for this bounty from unknown hands and evoked the blessings of heaven upon those who had given him this needed help. The boys remained hidden until he had gone. They'd been touched by his prayer and felt something warm within their hearts. As they left to walk down the road, one said to the other, "Now really, don't you have a good feeling?"
I love that story that President Hinckley just told, and I thought it's such a sweet story about how these two boys, they're walking down the road, they have an opportunity to play a prank, but instead they do a good turn and they talk about how happy they feel at the end of that. And I thought that was really a sweet story. They've actually made it into a Mormon message. If you haven't seen it, you can find it on mormonchannel.org, or you can watch it on YouTube on the Mormon channel. And it's called Lessons I Learned as a Boy. I encourage you to check it out and watch it. It's a darling story. Well, as usual, if you have any comments about today's episode or things you'd like to tell me about, feel free to email me at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org and share your comments with me. I love receiving comments and love to hear what you have to say. And with that, I'm going to leave you with our song of the day from Hillary Weeks called I Will. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Have a great day.
Choice, you can mark this day, the day I pledge to take his name. I will be strong, I will be brave, standing for him as I take my place. I felt the spirit burn truth in my heart. It's in my heart. And I will stand, I will not fall in a world that's weak. I will be strong. I'll be true. I will choose his word. one becomes two when you stand with me and I stand with you. And as we unite, our cause is great. We're not just the candle, we are the
another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.